Now, Barry, as I told you before we go in there, this is one of my favorite interviews to do. We usually do this twice a year.
Right.
You know, reading, writing, arithmetic, we think about education, and it's really kind of weird that whenever I went to school, I didn't want to go to school. And now I find out when I'm out of school that I still want to learn things.
That's correct.
And when you go through this, and I've described this in the past, this catalog comes in the mail and talks about, you know, continuing education, healthcare classes, things along that line. And that's on the cover, and you see a picture of John A. Logan College. But this is literally the intellectual equivalent of the Sears and Roebuck wish book for me.
Right.
I can literally page through here, and every page there's something that I want to know and learn more about and wish I had more time.
Right.
You know, you've got the pressing social issues, like right now, guns and concealed carry. You've got healthcare issues where you can grow your career. It's literally, you want to just open to any page.
We have a little bit of everything.
I'm not looking at the magazine. You guys are testing this. I'm not looking.
I'm
just going to take a page, and I'm taking it open, and I'm going to cut it in half, and I'm only going to take half that page.
Okay. What do you get?
I get painting.
Painting.
Calligraphy, which my friend Jim Casey from Harrisburg taught at SIC for many years.
Yep.
So I learned a little bit from him
right. On
calligraphy. Fiddling, guitar. I'm already trying to learn guitar at home myself, and by the way, not a way to learn.
No.
And music lessons, and that's on the one page. Calligraphy, which I want to learn more of.
Yep,
guitar, which I'm trying to learn and frustrated. Fiddling. I already do a little on my own.
Yes.
But, look at this. There's three things here on this one page, including acrylic painting. Just one page I randomly picked up.
And those classes have been on the books for many, many years, Tom, and they're very popular. People love to come in, sign up for the guitar, learn the basics of a guitar. It might help you out. Just pick up a few things.
Right.
And, add to your reservoir of knowledge.
Dog obedience. I mean, you literally can go down the list. I mean, and here's the thing. How's this list? How do you come up with a list? What goes and what stays on this list? Because it's a big list, and I don't know how you find experts in all these categories.
We get a lot of suggestions from the public, Tom. You would be surprised how many ideas come in to myself and to Bradley, you know, with ideas of things, classes we can offer. People come in with their own ideas and want to teach. You know, the beekeeper comes in, you know, wants to teach a class on beekeeping.
A big
deal.
We
end up with two sections of it. It gets so large, you know.
I was reading a Hollywood star. I'm trying to remember who it was. Samuel Jackson or something like this. Started a bee farm. I don't know who it is. It's not Sam Jackson. But, and colony collapse disorder, fruit farms, wineries.
Right.
Having bees near them make all those things more productive.
Very popular. We've added a whole other twist to that. An advanced class here. It was so popular this past fall. We've added a more advanced class. Very interesting. Very interesting subject.
And one of my friends from down around Jacob brought me two jars of home-harvested honey from an alfalfa field down there. Really good stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you can literally go down the list. Wineries. But there's another component to this that I think gets over-glossed to a certain extent. Barry Hancock joining us this morning from John A. Logan College is one of the pages that I'd opened was phlebotomy, which is the art, and I do mean this as a skill, of taking blood. And with this type of continuing education, you're helping yourself in the workplace.
That's right.
And there's a bunch of these in here, too.
Yes, we have many sections of phlebotomy. That's very popular, as we were discussing earlier. A lot of people, we have to actually open new sections each semester just to accommodate the need out in the public. But, you know, throw in the CPR classes, you know, that we also offer, many sections of those. The basic life support classes, very popular. Food safety, sanitation that go along with, you know, the healthcare area.
Which in some cases are mandatory.
Those are the types of classes we like, Tom. The mandatory for teacher education, teacher certification.
Yep.
You know, the wastewater. We had a group of wastewater people in yesterday, water operators from the Illinois Rural Water Association.
And I've run into more than once that people taking the advanced CPR class there at John A. Logan College because it was required for their jobs. I run into a bunch of guys from a construction company. Well, we got to do this every year,
rules change every few years also.
They do.
So you have to keep up with it.
And you've got solar panels here.
Solar panels.
Which is interesting because I had an R. Beck in the studio yesterday morning.
Right. Yeah, I heard that interview. And Orr's been teaching these for us for many years, and they've grown in popularity, especially as the price of the solar panels goes down.
Right. So. It was interesting because when I was talking to Orr off the air yesterday, he says, you know, tell me where you live. And, you know, what? He says, I won't even have to come by the house. I'll just do the size of your house from the Google satellites, and then I'll be able to tell you where you can put your panels, and we can start looking at the price. I don't even have to come by.
He even did our entire health education complex up there on satellite.
Right.
Just look at it one day.
eBay, Facebook, of course, there's eBay. I mean, talk to the guys at the post office if you don't think somebody in your neighborhood is selling all kinds of different things. If it's photography, we talked about beekeeping, which is one of those. Of course, guns, there are a long list of these things, whether it's a shotgun, it's concealed carry, outdoor skills, or personal protection, or defensive shooting for both men and women. There's a long list of these things that are also available here as well. Disaster cycle services for helping with the, you know, helping with the American Red Cross and other locations there as well.
Right.
We talked about phlebotomy. Bradley, when it comes to this, I've been talking about Barry, but there are a number of these services, classes, continuing education that take place at the pool. I'm just going to do it to you one more time. The Community Health Education Center. A number of these resources are under your purview.
Yeah, absolutely. We have quite a few of the continuing ed courses at our facility. And like Barry mentioned, it's really cool to hear some of the different ideas people come up with. You know, they'll approach me about a certain fitness idea or class that they want to try out. And, you know, we say, yeah, absolutely, let's give it a shot. You know, one good example is we've got the spin lattes class. Faye Reagan teaches that. She comes to me. She said, hey, we have spinning. We've got Pilates. Let's combine it into one class.
I thought you were going to do yoga and coffee.
people are always hoping to get
like
a good
latte,
out of there. Absolutely.
I still love the Pop-Tart commercial. Oh, we like the latte.
Right. No, we do get the coffee reference a lot. But, you know, just different examples like that. There's a lot of good fitness classes there. Tons in the pool. You know, aqua yoga and arthritis aquatics. We've got an aqua class for MS, you know, those with multiple sclerosis. We're trying to grow that, get the word out there.
Really
for
interesting.
For anyone who may
reduced
be interested
weight.
In that.
I can see that as being an incredible option there as well. All right. Now, when you think about this because, all right, so we live in an inherently rural area. We're not teaching armadillo breeding 101 here. You know, we're talking about classes. I mean, or let's talk about in the area, in the genre you were just talking about, people using the water to be able to reduce the impact for their exercise. You know, 50's the new 40, 60's the new 50, right? Which,
right.
As we get older, we really like that. Bradley doesn't care yet, but he will.
Yeah, he will.
And people are more and more, and I'm talking about people who I know are pretty much kind of hard asses when it comes to this,
right.
Have all come to the conclusion they like living. And now they're walking, and they're bicycling, and they're looking for new ways, like myself, to keep my weight into control and to stick on the planet a little bit longer. And that's really kind of the way I look at what you do, Bradley.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, health has come more to the forefront, I think, over the past decade or so. And it's really neat to see a lot of the, you know, no offense, older generation coming to use our facility.
He's looking at you.
Mostly looking at Barry there. But, you know, and one great program we have is the Silver Sneakers program, which focuses on our senior citizens. Age 65 or older, there's a certain, some certain different health insurance companies that offer the program. And if you
as far as a preventative care regimen,
absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
And if you happen to, you know, qualify for that, which we currently have about 500 members of our facility in that program, you get a free gym membership. And you know, it's an excellent, excellent program. There's also certain classes they can take as a part of that Silver Sneakers for free. So a lot of the senior citizens are taking advantage of that and really working to improve their health, like you mentioned.
And it is an opportunity, and people come through the funnel on this a little bit more as well. Now, cost. Because this is one of the things we probably should be talking about, Silver Sneakers. So many of these programs, as I said before, there's one point in your life you don't want to go to school, you don't want to learn, and then you come later that you want to learn, and you get the opportunity to pick. And then you realize, wow, boy, that free education in high school is good. We thought it was free. We knew somebody else's mom was paying for it, Dad. What do we do for people of a certain age when it comes to price and these items?
Okay, just one thing, Tom, I think it's important to mention when you ask that question is our new activity fee for the regular transfer student out there at the college. Now, we put on a $60 activity fee that every student is paying, and for that, they get to come up to the health complex and use it for the semester. And in addition to that, we have 16 different classes that they can also take. They can take one of those at no cost. It's all part of that fee.
Right.
So that's something that's just now starting here this semester.
And how much is the fee? Positive.
$60. And if I put a value on that, Tom, for an area membership, take an additional class, you're looking at $200, $250, easy.
Right.
So it's a very good value. But the cost also, and I know we've mentioned before, Tom, is the senior waiver that we have. So many of our classes in this book, seniors age 60 years of age and older, do not have to pay the tuition. So that's also very good. But other than that, the cost, you know, Bradley, of the fitness center classes is what?
And the classes, the classes that meet twice a week, they're $45 for an 8-week class. Class that meet 3 days a week are $55. Usually averages out to, you know, $250 or $3 per session. And then if you're talking the actual membership, I think that's a phenomenal deal in my opinion, and I am a little biased.
Buy anything for $3.
I'm a little biased, but in my opinion, our rate for the membership at our fitness center is the best in the area. We're talking $95 for the entire semester. That's 4.5 months, and that breaks down to about $22 a month. And if you're looking at other gyms around here, you're not going to find anywhere else to exercise for $22 a month.
I can give you my personal assurance on that, by the
right,
way.
Right. And then the Silver Sneaker students don't even pay. Remember that.
Right.
The 500 he mentioned. But it's very, very reasonable. We're very reasonable in our costs over at the college.
Yeah, because I can tell you that there are some places that you can go that, it's not that price.
Right, right.
Not that we're bashing them or not, but, you know, we all want to save a buck. So, continuing education. There's one other item, and Bradley in particular, because you mentioned you were up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody like me, non-traditional working hours, what is the availability? If say, that does sound like a good price, but here's the thing. I need to go early in the morning. What's the hours?
Yeah, we open 5:30 a.m. That's Monday through Saturday. And through the week, we're open until 8:30 p.m. On Saturdays, we're open until 3. We're currently closed on Sundays. Now, there's been a lot of recent discussion about potentially expanding those hours probably later this year, maybe come fall semester, and I do think that will happen. But, we have very good hours, and 5:30 a.m. when we open, you know, we've usually got a pretty long line of people waiting to come in the door. So there are a lot of those who like to get their exercise in before work or, right, you know, whenever it's convenient for them.
See, and I was thinking, 5:30, that's great. I'll have the place to myself.
Not quite.
Apparently not. Thanks.
No. Yeah, no problem.
But on the other hand, in there by yourself, you're uninspired. How else are you going to learn to suck in your gut unless there's other people at the gym?
That's right.
That's good.
I'm thinking ahead. Guys, it's great to have you in the studio today.
Thank you, Tom.
Barry Hancock joining us today, continuing education, and also Bradley Griffith from the Director of Health Education Complex. This is another one of these resources. Community colleges have a mandate for this, literally to outreach and to help in the community. And I think this is probably one of the most prevalent ways you do it.
Very much so, Tom. Lifelong learning is a buzzword, of course, we associate with this. But just to give you an idea, Tom, we ran over 23,000 registrations through the program last year alone, and 11,000 or more of those came last year at this time in the spring semester. This
really
is our most popular semester. But you look at over 600 sections of offerings, over 120 up there at the aerobic center in the pool, as you call it, alone. So, you know, it's very popular with the public, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty impressive number in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
When you realize the location, where it's at. Granted, Route 13, hell of an access issue as far as a business is concerned.
That helps.
But those are big numbers. And what's interesting is, I find that people don't often tell me, until they hear me do an interview about this, that people don't, they go, I went to dog obedience class and my dog almost won. I mean, the people who take part of this, it's almost like it's their personal private thing that they go do for themselves. And they kind of think they're the only one that does it. You realize when you go through this book of how many people, whether it's learning about rock and roll or how to shoot a gun, there are people in these rooms every night, and there's a lot of classes here.
It's very popular. One of the more outstanding programs in the state, Tom.
And the other thing is, almost every bit of research that's coming down the line says you stay active intellectually, like these items, and we were talking about people of a certain age, helps fight dementia, all types of different mental issues by staying engaged, by learning more and new things, that this is another gateway to intellectual youth.
Right. That's right.
I don't think that's an overstatement. I really don't.
No, I agree with you, Tom. And even just simply, we're even offering just an idea, a suggestion here, an idea is News Matters, a new class this semester alone, just to help people decipher the news. you know, we'd probably agree that not everything you see on social media is correct. But this class alone will just help students decipher what's there.
Yeah, you probably should have me in for that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Rasmussen study that you mentioned this now, the least trusted TV news source in America. All right, 75-76% of likely voters watch cable news quite a bit each week.
Right.
CNN viewers, only 33% of CNN viewers trust the information that they see on CNN. Mm-hmm. Only one-third, one in three people who watch that believe it. 43% of MSNBC viewers believe what they see on that channel. Fox, 50% of their viewers believe the information they are provided with that network.
Yep.
CNN is the least trusted news source, even by the people who choose it.
Right, right. Yep.
And that's why when you said that, that was the first thing that
right.
came to my mind was this new
class,
study.
Just a one-section class like this, you know, just to help people understand, you know, about the reliability of information and help them make better decisions.
So. Okay. It's 8:39 News Radio WJPF. Barry, thanks to see you again. Bradley, it's good to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
By the way, you're a dead
Tom.
Ringer for my brother, man. Scary. Yeah, you, well, Bradley.
Could be me.
You are
yeah.
a dead ringer for my brother. He's a little shorter than you
I
are.
Might be him.
And he has no neck.
No neck? Okay.
No, he doesn't have a neck.
They usually tell me I got a long neck.
So. You do. But you are a dead ringer for my brother. It's kind of creepy. It's 8. I love my brother. Don't give you the wrong idea.